So to get a handle on what's happened with mosquitoes, West Nile virus, and the questions people have on managing them both, we need to press rewind. Back in June, Amber Kleineman noticed that mosquitoes were getting way out of hand way earlier than usual in Paonia.
I work in my garden a lot, and so I walked outside and it was just like 10 on me immediately. They were swarming, and I couldn't understand the correlation because they are especially bad this year and everyone's talking about it.
Our mosquito pools usually start up in mid-July.
That's Ken Nordstrom from the Delta County Health Department. He tests mosquitoes in pools, looking for Culex mosquitoes, the ones that transmit West Nile virus.
And this year they started the first week of June, we had positive West Nile virus mosquito pools.
And in the 10 years that Ken has been counting mosquitoes for West Nile,
I have not seen this many mosquitoes.
And Delta County isn't alone. Nationwide, the number of West Nile virus cases is the highest year-to-date total since the virus was first detected in the U.S. in 1999. But it's also been a record-breaking year for drought in the U.S. And that left Amber wondering back in June.
In a dry year, why would we have so many mosquitoes?
Dr. Bill Schaffner studies infectious diseases and public health at the Vanderbilt University School of Medicine. And he's pretty curious, too.
I like to know why there are outbreaks of infectious disease, how to detect them and curtail them when they do occur. And of course, that relates very closely to the question that Amber asked. It's a combination of several events.
Let's rewind to winter, one of the warmest ever recorded in the U.S.
And the mild winter means that the mosquito larvae can overwinter. And so more of them survive into the early spring.
And we had a very early spring.
Which means that it gave the mosquitoes more time to breed. We had a hot summer, which stimulates breeding even further.
Now, when it comes to West Nile virus, Culex mosquitoes transmit the virus to people, but they're not the primary carriers of the virus. They have to bite birds first.
We think of birds as the reservoir of the virus. They carry it. So how is it further that the drought may have enhanced the spread of West Nile virus?
Here's the theory.
In a drought, you have many fewer open standing water sources, and that's where the mosquitoes breed and they hang out. But the birds need water also. So they find those same sources and come back to those sources repeatedly. In other words, in getting their water to drink, they're exposed constantly then to mosquitoes. The more they're exposed to mosquitoes, the more the mosquitoes will pick up the West Nile virus, and then the West Nile virus is transmitted to us via the mosquito bites.
Now, as we transition from summer to fall, things get tricky. On the one hand, mosquitoes become a lot less active as the days get cooler. But on the other, West Nile cases tend to go up, not down. And with 20 cases of confirmed West Nile virus in Delta County, the Hotchkiss Town Council decided to hold a special meeting last week to discuss another question. To spray or not to spray.
Do you guys have any questions about the risks and benefits of doing some additional fogging this late in the season?
The council heard from citizens very upset by evening bugs.
I want you to know when I came out of church with my friends and we couldn't visit because the mosquitoes were so bad.
Also upset about too much spraying already.
So I just need to complain about all the spraying that's going on at my house. It's really awful.
And there were lots of concerns about kids playing after-school sports on the football and soccer fields.
Our kids are spraying two and three times a day in the afternoons for practices.
First of all, two or three of you said that the Culex are dwindling now. I came down with West Nile September 18. Extremely sick.
That's Georgia Hopper, one of the council members. She came down with West Nile virus in 2006, and she argued that just because Culex mosquitoes aren't appearing in traps this time of year, you can still get the virus.
West Nile virus typically occurs most frequently late August, in September, and even into October. So that's the time when you get most transmission. It's probably because the mosquitoes and the birds have had, at that time, their maximum contact, and so you have the maximum amount of the virus in the mosquito ready to bite people.
In other words, even if there's less mosquitoes around and they're less active, the ones that are around probably have the virus by now. Zach Hotchkiss, whose irrigated fields run along the Hotchkiss High School, cut to the chase with another key question.
This is a messed up year. We're either going to have a hard winter or we're going to have an easy winter. Maybe if we did fog this year, we might get a little bit of a jump for next year. I don't know. I'm not an expert at that, but
Zach may not be an expert, but Bill Scheffner says he's right.
The overwintering is an issue that's important. So if you can reduce the adult population, you're going to get less overwintering.
Just like the larvae that survived the winter last year, adult Culex mosquitoes infected with the virus can also survive the winter. It's called diapause, and just like the bears right now, Culex mosquitoes try to fatten up when the days get shorter. They switch from blood to sugar meals, so they're not biting people, but they're still around. Fogging, though not ideal, could pay off right now ahead of next year's larvicide programs. Still, Scheffner says it's good for the community to have open discussions and make careful choices.
We've all become much more environmentally sensitive, and these are debates that will occur in every community.
If the community does decide to spray using permethrin, an organic pesticide now widely used instead of malathion, is the best option. And that's what the Hotchkiss Town Council decided to do.
All in favor, show of hands, please. Opposed? Okay. Motion passes.
More importantly than spraying debates this year, Scheffner says, is the big picture message that West Nile virus reminds us of.
If we did need to be reminded, is that we're all together. There's a new concept in medicine, one world, one health, which means that human health, animal health, the ecological system, the environment in which we live are all intimately related. And in order to understand one part of it, we have to understand the other parts. And it's also a stimulus for all of us in our various specialized disciplines to communicate with each other and to work together.
For KVNF and I See Change, I'm Julia Kumari-Drapkin.